What's happening? It's Orion, host of The Morning Grind with a celebrity, a lover.
What's up, Orion? How you doing, man?
Not too bad. From Yo MTV Raps, I think a lot of people are familiar with that. So if we could just get it out of the way, I'm sure you hear it all the time. Can we hear the catchphrase?
Come on, son.
Can you go anywhere without someone asking?
No. Everybody always asks me to do that. The most organic thing I've ever created in my life, man.
And what does it feel like looking back at those days to where you are now? You're doing radio. You're still doing TV here and there. Mm-hmm. What has that been like?
It's been quite a trip. When I was a kid, my father told me something that was really, really smart that I always kept with me in my pocket. And it was just to enjoy the ride. No matter what you're doing, just enjoy the ride. It's not a set destination. It's just a ride. And you just got to enjoy every waking moment of the ride. Like, I was thinking the other day when I was flying here, I was like, wow, like my life has been really blessed. Like, to be able to just say that I'm cool with a lot of people. Now, people in the business get it mixed up when you just, a lot of people say, this person's my friend, that person's my friend. They're not my friends. They're cool people that I'm cool with. Like, if I see them, we know each other on that level. We don't go to barbecues and baby showers and all that other stuff at people's house, but I'm on a first name basis with a lot of people that a lot of people go, oh my God, like, you know, they stand outside for hours to get a glimpse of Beyonce, and we're on a first name basis. Hey, B, hey, Ed, how you doing? Like, she'll stop. We've been to concerts and I've been backstage when they've cleared the backstage out, and they make people stand to the side and she's come through, but she'll stop to talk to me.
That's awesome.
And ask me about my kids, and we'll talk about Blue Ivy and my daughters, and like, she remembers my kids by name. You know, I'm cool with Jay. I mean, I remember one Christmas Jay had me come to the 40/40 club, and he gave me all the Air Force One, Rockefeller Air Force Ones. Like, I still have the Grimaldi watch that Jay-Z gave me in a grand opening of the 40/40 club. The watch got to be worth about $8,000 right now. So it's kind of cool. I remember taking being Mariah Carey's escort for the Fresh Air Fund gig that she does every year. So it's real. When I look back on it, it's amazing that these people from Oprah to Jay-Z to Beyonce to Mariah Carey or to Whitney Houston, God rest her soul, for the opportunity I've met Michael Jackson and discuss hip-hop with Michael, it's been a ride, and it's been a great ride.
That's awesome. My dad gave me some great advice, too. It was shut the hell up. And it seems to work.
It does work. And sometimes you just got to stay out of the way. You know what I mean?
Now, looking back to Yo MTV Raps, what was the best and what was the worst performance you ever had on the show?
Ah, God. I don't know if we had. I think it was some MC that we had from France that they forced on us that Dre and I really wasn't feeling. But probably one of the best is probably Run DMC, Eric B. and Rakim, and Public Enemy is always a favorite. Public Enemy was always great. And Big Daddy Kane was fantastic. But I think the all-time best was the last show.
All right.
The very last show when everybody was together and we had all that freestyle session from the likes of Redman and Method Man and Rakim and MC Search and Lost Professor and everybody that grabbed the mic. That last show was an epic show.
Was it hard to fight back the tears?
Yeah, it was.
You put so much work into something like that and you want to be tough about it at the end, but I mean, I got to
It was really, really, really sad for us when it was all said and done, because it was so many years and it was a show that MTV didn't know would attain the kind of success that it attained. And we really wanted to try to get 10 years. If I could have got 10 years of Yo MTV Raps, I would have been happy. I think it was premature. It was really premature the way it ended, but it was a great run.
So if you could bring it back for one day, one show, who would be on it?
One day.
And we it doesn't have
living
to be,
or dead?
Let's do all of the above.
Living or dead?
Yeah.
One day, one show, it would be a reunion with Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would put Biggie and Tupac in chairs together, and we would hash everything out.
That would be spectacular to watch. Now, let's go with new age artists. Who is on your radar, in your
God,
mind?
God, everybody.
The future of
I just did a podcast with a guy by the name of Combat Jack, who has a lot of people that listen to his podcast. And I said this on the podcast, and we did it live, actually, in Atlanta. And everybody in the audience went, ooh, because there was a lot of, like, real hip-hop heads there. Mm-hmm. I said, when it's all said and done, Drake might be monetarily one of the greatest artists that we've ever seen, because he has not yet tapped into his acting ability.
Yeah.
And once he taps into that acting ability, he could surpass what Will Smith and Queen Latifah and all of them have done as actors, because he's an actor first and then an MC second. So I think monetarily, he could be one of the greatest artists overall that we have ever seen, like making the Forbes list and all of that, all of that stuff. Drake could be one of the great ones for sure.
So let's go back to, like, let's just say 95. We're sitting here, we're having a conversation about the future of hip hop and R&B. Is it in your mind back then, would it be where it is today, or would it be?
I think it's in a great space, because I think we've kicked the door down for people to actually become millionaires from the music. I mean, that's our legacy. The people that open the door are not usually the people that reap the benefits. You could look back to sports and see that the guys that came before, you know, before Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan and them didn't always make the kind of money that LeBron is able to make today. But I think hip hop is in good hands right now. I'm not necessarily a big fan of all of it, but I still think that there's some young, fantastic MCs out there that are still pushing hip-hop in the direction that it should be. There's a lot of young spitters out there, and I really enjoy their music. They're not always the ones that the radio play over and over and over and over again, but they're still making a living because they have that underground swell of support, the same kind of support that Eminem first had before anybody knew who Eminem was.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Mac Millers out there. There's a lot of J. Cole's, and there's a lot of Kendrick's and Rhapsody's and 3D Nautee's out there, and Logic and Chance the Rapper and even Young Z, my son, who's about to drop his mixtape. They just bubbling. And I like that about the music. I love it. I think hip-hop is in great hands. I'm not a old head that complains about the music. It is what it is. We have to allow every generation to have their stars.
Yep.
My father didn't understand hip-hop, but he had to step back and allow me to have my stars. So I had my stars. I had my time. I'm not going to stand there and tell you, don't listen to Future because KRS-One is much better. If that's your time, that's your artist, enjoy your artist and your time. And I enjoy him too.
Absolutely. So this year, actually, Noah, our boss, he's filming right now, Facebook Live. I kind of sat with him earlier this year because I'd been listening to my reggae channel on my TV quite a bit, and I've been on this huge reggae kick, and I feel like that's kind of the vibe that we've been seeing with the music for this summer. What is the next vibe? What is the next hip-hop?
What's the next wave? I wish I knew. If I knew it, I'd put it in a bottle and sell it to everybody right now. And I do. I was just, that's funny because I was having this conversation with Beanie Man, who's one of the biggest dancehall reggae artists of all time. And Beanie just wants artists to know, don't call it what it's not.
All right.
That's disrespectful to the Jamaican culture. There's no such thing as tropical pop. It's all dancehall reggae.
Yep.
And Rihanna started it. She's a Caribbean female. She's from the Caribbean, so she's going to take the music that she loves and infuse it into her style, right? But Justin Bieber jumping on it and Drake jumping on it and doing a song with PopCon, and then you release the song in the States and PopCon is not on that. Your record company should be ashamed of themselves for that. It's not tropical pop nothing. It's dance hall reggae. That's what it is. So as long as y'all doing that and giving the props where props deserve, where Jamaican people cultivated, the Jamaican people are responsible. Dance hall is responsible for rap. Because Kool Herc brought that back from Jamaica. So we have to give them the love and affection and respect that music deserves. It's dancehall reggae.
Like, I don't know, I feel like Miguel, the song Cadillac he came out with for the Get Down soundtrack, kind of got the disco vibe.
Yeah.
Could you see disco?
Well, oh my God. Yeah, well, you know, that did that when Pharrell did that. When they brought Nile Rodgers in and he did the record with the guys. What's the guy's name?
Daft Punk?
Yeah, with Daft Punk. That's that chic vibe.
Yep.
You know, all of that. Yeah, that wave is definitely, you definitely got to reach back and get that 70s, 80s, funky, disco-y type of wave, especially for pop artists. That's once Beyonce touch it, it's out of here. Watch. When B decides she wants to do it, it's gone.
So you mentioned, you know, artists that are bubbling, chomping at the bit to get to that next level. We've got a pretty flourishing scene of hip-hop artists and people trying to make music get to that next level here in Peoria. What does it take to get to that next
originality.
Level?
Originality. That's all it takes. Do not follow the trends. It's all in originality. Believe in yourself. Believe in your wave. Believe in your vibe. Believe in the way you're doing things. The funny thing is, I had a conversation with Kendrick Lamar a long time ago, and I asked him about his career, and he said to me, he said, every time I would shop something to the radio stations, I mean, to a record label to try to get a deal, they would say, well, you don't sound like this person, or you don't sound like that person. Then I would go do a song that sounded like that person, and I would bring it back, and then they were on to something else by the time I did that. I had to decide if I wanted to be me or I wanted to be famous. I chose to be me. And being himself is what got him to becoming famous. Being myself is what got me to where I am right now. Be yourself, because waves are waves. They start out big when they get to the ocean, but by the time they hit the shore, it's just like little white surf, and then it disappears. And then here comes another wave. So don't follow the wave. Create the wave.
Like or the tsunami, if you will. I guess you could say
exactly.
Kendrick Lamar became his own tsunami.
Yes, he did.
This Sunday, MTV celebrates music in the music video industry. Who you think is going to be walking away big with
awards? Oh, my God.
Awards?
Come on now. The usual suspects. If they don't give Kanye West an award for some of the most amazing visuals that he's done, there's something wrong with them. Taylor Swift is definitely going to do something big. I like her. I actually really like Taylor Swift's music. I mean, Adele can sing like nobody's business. I mean, you got so many great people. And I don't know, they're going to figure out a way to nominate Beyonce for something. So you're definitely going to find out. You're going to see Beyonce winning a lot of awards.
I think she's up for Video of the Year.
Well, much deservedly. I mean, Beyonce's a force, man. And whether you love Beyonce or hate Beyonce, nobody's going to outwork Beyonce. And that's one thing that I have a lot of respect for that young lady. She is the complete package. And I tell artists all the time, if you want to play, you got to compete, right? If you want to play football, you know Tom Brady's out there. You want to be a quarterback, you got to work as hard as Tom Brady, or not even harder, to try to get on his level. So if you're looking at Beyonce as competition, and it is competition, it doesn't mean you got to hate her, but she's your competition, then you have to work just as hard as she's working. So become the complete package. There's been a lot of great R&B singers out there that have had great records, and I can remember when some of them were bigger than Beyonce at one point, but she worked her tail off. And she's the complete package. So if you want to get to that level, you have to be the complete package also.
And complete package, TV, radio, what don't you do?
I do everything. I'm a stand-up comic, too. I'm on the road. I'm on the road doing stand-up. Hopefully, I'll be performing here in Peoria sometime soon, because this is the home of the greatest stand-up comedian to ever touch a microphone. Often imitated, never to be duplicated, Mr. Richard Pryor, one of my inspirations in my entire career. So hopefully I'll be in Peoria doing some stand-up somewhere soon, and it ain't radio stand-up. I'm not clean at all.
We just had Bill Bellamy in town this weekend.
That's my guy, that's my guy,
Figured you knew him. How can anybody wants to get in touch with you, social media?
My social media is, I'm at Mr. Ed Lover on Twitter, on Instagram, at Ed Lover. Ed Lover Presents Come On Son on Facebook. At Ed Lover Show for my radio show. So I'm all over it. You look up Ed Lover, you'll find me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Down in Peoria, and I will hope to see you soon at the Peoria Civic Center doing some stand-up.
I hope so. Peoria, holla at me, baby. I'm willing and able to come through.
If you need an opener, I'm free.
Great, Orion. I'll put you there. Hey, let's do it. I have a problem with that.
Literally free.
He's free. He means he'll do it for free. Not me, Peoria. I'm not performing for... Yes, I will.
But again, Ed, thanks for stopping
Thank
by.
Thank you. All right. Today's hottest music is Peoria's 92.3, baby.
Yep. And he'll be speaking with the Black Chamber of Commerce today.
Yeah, today.
Awesome. Well, again, enjoy yourself. And
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.